a group of 19 countries have signed a pledge to phase coal out of their energy systems by 2030 at the climate conference in Germany. Calling themselves Powering Past Coal, the group includes large countries like the UK, France and Italy, and small nations like Fiji and the Marshall Islands. Australia and the US are not on the list. The announcement comes as developing countries take strong steps to reduce their reliance on coal. Climate Councillor Professor Will Steffen says this means Australia has to go beyond coal fast.
I think the message is clear from this growing number of countries that the only way we have a chance to meet the Paris climate targets is to get out of coal very fast. Obviously confronting for countries that have a lot of coal reserves like Australia, but we just simply have to accept this fact and get on with moving on beyond coal.
Federal Energy and Environment Minister Jos Frydenberg responded to the announcement, saying coal will remain important for Asia's energy supply until 2040. The reply disappointed President of Pacific Ocean Nation, the Marshall Islands, Dr. Hilda Hine, who said she hoped a new government, less enthusiastic about coal, would replace the current one soon. Before the conference in Bonn, the UN Environment Programme released its emissions gap report, which showed Australia is likely to go over its 2030 target for carbon dioxide emissions by 150 megatons. And just this week, another report by NGO Germanwatch ranked Australia 57 out of 60 countries for its climate change policies. Professor Will Steffen says this shows we have to speed up our efforts to bring down emissions.
We certainly, amongst the OECD countries, are the global laggard on climate change. Our target for 2030 is a 26 to 28% reduction on 2005 levels. Now, the Climate Change Authority back in 2015 did an analysis that showed that that target needed to be 45 to 65% reduction on 2005 levels to do our fair share for a 2-degree temperature target. So we've got a lot of catch-up to do. We've got really poor climate policies. We've got an inactive and almost hostile government at the national level. So we've really got to get our act together fast.
Moves towards more climate-friendly energy policies aren't just being imposed by national governments. Record low renewable energy prices are changing the way they think about energy. Energy market analyst from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, Tim Buckley, says a rapid transformation is taking place around the world.
I think we're in absolute coal denial. It is absolutely clear that a transformation is underway and it's happening far faster than almost any financial market commentator expected, even a year ago or 2 years ago, and it's technology-driven and it's financial markets-driven and, to me, unstoppable.
Mr. Buckley says developing countries like India are responding to the market and cutting coal out of their energy plans.
India is talking about, within the next decade, moving thermal power generation from 69% market share last year to just 43% share by 2027, and they're totally on track to do that. Now, they're not doing it for global feel-good things like climate change. They're doing it because they are literally choking their population to death with pollution. I mean, it's been front page of the Daily Press every day this month that the air is now toxic. But they're also doing it for straight economic reasons. The price of wind and solar power generation in India has dropped a staggering 50% in the last 18 months. It's down to a record low of $38 a megawatt hour. So when the Energy Minister of India is talking today, he is working at the backdrop that wind and solar projects can now be commissioned today at 20 to 30% below the cost of existing thermal power generation, which makes it 50% below the cost of new imported thermal power generation. So from a straight finance perspective, why would anyone even consider building a new coal-fired power plant in India? And the answer is they're not. The banks won't finance it, the companies won't go near it, and the government's telling them, even if you are thinking about it, don't do it because it's not in our energy plan.
He says the result of a recent energy auction in Mexico, where solar was priced at just under $21, shows the market for thermal coal is in permanent decline.
I think with those sort of prices at $21 US a megawatt hour, there is not another fuel type that can compete at all against solar at $21. So to me, Mexico is a bellwether event this week that says the seaborne thermal coal market is in permanent structural decline. That decline will probably take 40 years to play out to the end game, but it means stranded assets across Australia are a major financial risk, and I think our banks are increasingly aware of that.
News of stranded assets won't be so welcomed by some regional communities who are reliant on the money that coal brings in. Mr. Buckley says state governments are doing all the work of planning for a transition away from fossil fuels.
Various state governments are moving to acknowledge the inevitability and the opportunities that this transformation is building for us. Unfortunately, the same can't be said for the federal government. The federal LNP has seemed to wrap themselves up in the coal industry lobby group's rhetoric. They seem to have drunken the Kool-Aid, and they seem to be trying to hold back the tide by providing massive government subsidies to try and prop up the coal industry. And to me, that's just a farce. It's an abuse of taxpayer monies and goodwill.
It's Tim Buckley from the Institute of Energy Economics and Financial Analysis ending that story.